Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Once upon a time, there was a girl
who dreamed of flying through the stars,
who dared to resist injustice,
who lived to a beat and a rhythm that was all her own.
Her name was
Chloe.
Frida.
Oprah.
Celia Cruz.
Josephine.
Greta.
Ruth.
Alice.
One day, she
wondered, could today be the beginning of something new?
This was her one opportunity to do something, something big.
So that's exactly what she did.
Along the way, she discovered that
she wasn't alone.
Her body felt strong, her mind sharp.
She was prepared to work as hard as it took.
Her words were making a real change, and she felt powerful.
I'm Gayle King.
I'm Andra Day.
I'm Diane Gibbons.
I'm Lindsay Vaughn.
I'm Jamila Jamal.
I'm Anita Hill.
I'm Brenda Chapman.
I'm Alana Glazer.
And this is Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts or find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio.
Well, howdy ho, folks. It sure is cold out here. Why is it cold, you ask? Well, because I'm in the middle of climbing up a mountain. You see, Lucy Wow, inventor slash tanker, is building a boat for the Pflugerville Annual Regatta obstacle course race. But in order to finish the boat, she needs a special alpine fiber to build her sails. And this alpine fiber is only found on the peak of Pflugerville Mountain. So here we are, climbing up a snowy mountain, and I can barely feel my hands. Are we there yet?
It's been literally 2 minutes, Scrapstack.
You know, I don't wear a watch. I just like having jewelry on my wrists.
It won't be that long. Luckily, these mountain shoes I invented last winter really are coming in handy.
You're right. I feel like we're moving 10 times faster in these shoes than we regularly would be.
It's because I added a tiny propulsion jet that melts the snow and pushes you forward at a quicker rate.
I have no idea what you just said, Lucy Wow, but it sure sounds smart and accurate. And I don't understand why I couldn't wait with Lenore back at your studio. She's definitely going to eat all the bagels. Such a tragedy.
So what does this alpine fiber look like, Lucy?
Good question, Bobby. It comes from a flower called Populi Foxrose.
Papayu Foxrose?
Populi Foxrose. It's a rare alpine plant that is only found in alpine boreal environments, and the fiber inside is some of the strongest in the world. There should be some at the peak of Pflugerville Mountain. Oh, no!
Oh, no. Did she just say, oh, no? Why did you just say, oh, no? Why should we should be hearing, oh, no? Why are you saying, oh, no?
We've come to a part of the trail, and I don't remember which way it was.
Well, let's think about it. Did you remember going up a very steep, rocky, dangerous-looking way? Or did you go the way that looks gently sloped but extra windy?
Pretty sure it was the dangerous-looking way.
Of course she would say that.
But I don't know for sure.
Why don't you and Kapow go the windy way, and Grabstack and I can go the rocky, dangerous-looking way?
Bob and Wonder, I did not agree to that.
You're the best sidekick in the universe, right?
Well, duh. Fine, you got me. I'll go the dangerous-looking way. I'm Grabstack of Florp. I'm awesome like that.
Great. Okay, I think either way, they'll both end up at the top. Wait for me there if you get there first. Come on, Kapow.
Good luck. Yeah, we'll need it. These rocks look very loose.
Just hold on to my cape, Grabstack. We'll be fine. Oops, stepped on the wrong rock.
You don't say.
It appears we are stuck. I can't move without tumbling all those rocks down, and I can't fly up because I have no traction or space.
So you're saying we're literally stuck between a rock and an open cliff?
Something like that.
Hello?
Did you just say something, Bobby? Sounded like, hello.
I said hello.
Was that you, Grabstack?
Neither of us said hello. It was this talking llama that is standing directly over us.
Yep, 'twas me. I'm Jan. It's pronounced like yawn, but spelled with a J. All my friends get it mixed up.
Hi, Jan. I'm Bobby, and this is Grabstack. We're trying to make our way up this mountain to the peak to find some Papuli Fox Rose.
Oi, I know exactly where the Papuli Fox Rose is. Tasty stuff. Don't eat all of them, though. They are my favorite snack.
Eat them? I never even thought of that. Genius!
So, Jan, do you want to help us off this wobbly rock and bring us up to the peak?
Yeah, what?
Oh, here we go. What would you like in return? Never thought I'd be making deals with a talking llama, but here we are.
I really like that blue cape you're wearing. It looks quite cozy.
Oh, that's because it is.
It would look awfully good draped across my woolly gray fur, don't you think?
No.
Bobby, we need his help. I think he's quite right. The blue of your cape would really bring out the blue of his hooves.
You really think so? I've never had a cape before. All my friends will be quite jealous.
Bobby, hand Jan your blue cape, and he'll help us off this wobbly rock.
It's Jan, remember?
Do I have to? I don't think this rock is that wobbly. Okay, here you go, Jan. Please take care of my cape. It's very precious to me.
Is this silk? It's almost as smooth as my fur. Thank you very much. Now I will bend down and you two hop aboard. I'll get you up to the peak.
Okay, here it goes. We did it!
I'm so grateful to this talking cape-wearing llama named Jan. Thank you!
It's, you know what, never mind.
Happy to help. Another question, though. How did you get your hair so blue? I've been thinking about dyeing my fur blue, too.
Sorry to disappoint, but it's all natural.
Wow, out of this world.
Yes, actually, I'm from Florp.
Oh, I must go to this Florp. Sounds intriguing. But first, a deal's a deal. I shall take you to the peak of Pflugerville Mountain. Away we go.
This is definitely not the smooth way.
The only way to get up is by jumping from cliff to cliff.
I can see that. No, I'm not freaking out. I'm totally freaking out.
Not me. I'm used to heights and...
Oh, no need to scream. It may look dangerous to you, but this is how all the llamas get around.
So how much further? Asking for Grabstack.
Just a few more cliffs. And here we are. Thank you for taking Llama Jan cliff hopping services. Please come again.
That is not for me.
Bobby, Grabstack! Did I just see you come up the cliffs on the back of a llama? And is he wearing your cape?
Yes, we got stuck on the side of the mountain, but luckily this llama...
My name is Jan, spelled with a J, but pronounced like Jan.
Yes, Llama Jan rescued us and brought us up the mountain in exchange for my cape. You sure you don't want to give it back?
I could never give up a cape like this.
It's too wonderful.
Now, let's change the subject from the cape. How long have you two been up here, Lucy?
Sorry, I felt bad. The gentle, windy way was the shorter way, and we got here a while ago. But I can't find any of the Papuli Fox Roses.
Llama Jan said he knew where they were.
Yes. They are right around the bend in this cliff. There's a whole slope of them. This way.
What?
The Papuli Fox Roses. They are all gone.
Oh no, the slope is completely barren and picked. What are we gonna do now?
So all of the alpine fiber plants are gone. And now we're stuck on the top of a mountain with no plan. Plus, I think Bobby Wonder might start fight with our new llama friend. Let's go to commercial so we can figure out what to do next.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
And we're back. We're still atop Pflugerville Mountain, with no fibers, no plans, and a talking llama. Maybe Lucy, wow, we'll come up with another plan. Fast.
I can't believe all of the alpine flowers are gone. What happened? They were here a few weeks ago when I collected some for my first sale.
It looks like someone came through and picked them all.
What are me and my llama friends going to snack on now?
If only Sniff and Snoopy were here, they'd get to the bottom of this mystery.
Aren't their names Snoop and Sniffy? You really aren't good with names, are you?
I think we're going to have to pull out of the regatta. There's just no way I'll be able to make 3 new sales now.
This isn't the Lucy I'm used to.
What do you mean?
The Lucy Wow I know never gives up. She uses her imagination to bring about innovation and creation. We don't need those alpine poppy seed foxes. We just need another solution. I'm sure sales can be made out of anything.
That's the spirit, Grabstack. He's right.
Yeah, thanks, Grabstack. You are right. I can't believe I almost gave up and withdrew from the race because one thing didn't go my way. There are tons of other materials to make sails from, and I am sure we can find some on this mountain.
Oh, what was that noise?
Was that you, Kapow? Sounded like robot sounds.
Just because I'm a mechanical pygmy goat doesn't mean I make robot sounds.
There it is again. Where's that coming from?
Yeah, what is that? I do not know.
It's coming from Llama Jan.
Wait a minute. That's not a real llama. That's a robot. That's Robozuki.
It's Mighty Mila.
And Robozuki was posing as Llama Jan. I knew I didn't like that llama. Give me back my cape.
Got you. Well done, Robozuki. We fooled you all.
Mighty Mila, what have you done with the Populi Fox Roses?
Huh? Oh, you mean those cute little white flowers? Well, I gathered them all up and am gonna use them as fiber for my sailboat. Glad I got here first and was able to distract you with Robozuki's masterful performance as Llama Jan.
Give those back. They aren't yours to take.
Oh, really? Aw, well, too bad. Finders keepers. And I found them first, so I'm gonna keep them first. Now let's go, Robozuki.
Looks like a storm cloud is moving in. There's no way any of us will be able to get down the mountain now.
Nice try. I don't have any time to waste. Whoa! I can't get into the air! The wind and snow are too strong!
Look, over there! Is that a cave?
You mean that giant dragon-looking skull? Well, I'm not going in there.
We have to. It's the only shelter up here, or else we'll get buried in snow. Come on!
Ugh, gross. I'd rather freeze out here than shelter in a cave with you lot.
Fine by me.
Let's go.
Into the giant dragon skull cave. Great!
Oh, wow. This is a large cave. And look, there are lit torches on the wall.
That's odd. Why would there be lit torches in this remote cave?
And are we going to talk about why there was a giant dragon skull that we had to enter this cave through? Feel like we should talk about that?
Even though Mighty Mila is my nemesis, and I said it was fine by me if she froze out there, I'm worried.
Me too. Even though she stole all the fibers I need for our boat, we can't let her freeze out there.
Hi! Any space in here for freezing girl and robot friend?
Okay, I don't feel too bad. She lasted 1 second.
I know I said I'd rather freeze, but then I remembered I don't like the cold. So, here I am. Oh, this cave is nice.
Robozuki, give me back my cape.
Oh, fine. Whatever. Give him his cape.
The Poppy Fox Roses.
Huh? Oh.
Whoops. Bobby, when Robozuki gave you back your cape, I saw he had all the Poppy Fox Roses hidden inside. Give those to us now.
Not this again. Oh, can't I just warm up a little?
We can share the fibers, Mighty Mila. Now hand them over.
I don't really want to do that now. Do I?
We let you into the cave. It's the least you can do.
Yeah. Remember that dragon skull I mentioned? Well, I think there's a dragon in here.
But there's no such thing as dragons, Grabstack.
Bobby, you're a superhero boy with blue hair from a planet called Florp. There most certainly are dragons. Really not a fan of that growling nor of the ground shaking. I really am regretting not staying at the studio eating bagels and laughing it up with Lenore.
Hey, where did Mighty Mila and Robozuki go?
They're gone.
They went that way.
You'll never catch us now.
Hurry, we can't let them get away.
But what about the dragon?
We'll deal with a dragon when we see one. Now hurry, this way.
It has been a day. Let me tell you, we went up a mountain, rode a robotic llama off some cliffs, a snowstorm came, and now we're in a cave, potentially with a dragon. The life I live. Hoo-wee. You won't even believe what we get into next. Come back and join us on the next episode. And if you enjoyed Lucy Wow and her sidekick Kapow, you can find her and a lot of other awesome shows by searching Go Kid Go wherever you get your podcasts. Now, I gotta run. Literally.
Go Kid Go.
Do you love time machines, musicals, and jokes? Of course you do. That's why Story Pirates creator Danny Teeger made a brand new podcast called Musical Time Machine. Who says you can't have a dance party while learning about diverse trailblazers, from Abraham Lincoln and Harriet Tubman to George Washington Carver and Thomas Edison? Search for Musical Time Machine on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts to join the fun.